This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're going to have a fun show today. Glad you guys are here. Here's the how we're going to begin the show. Let's reduce drunk driving by taking away cars from sober people. Now, you say to yourself, Kevin, that's a silly idea. We should punish the drunks, the people who would dare drink, get in a car, and let, you know, devil may care what consequences there are. Those are the people who should be held accountable for what happens after the fact. The DUIs, you know, and where people are run off the road, killed, or property damaged, or whatever. But no, the liberal logic would be to punish people who have legitimate, you know, who don't do anything wrong with their cars, who legitimately should use their cars because they go to work, they play by the rules, etc. That's exactly the same discussion that we're having about guns. Exactly the same. Somebody who takes a gun does something wrong with it, so they say, well, look, we need to take the guns away from everybody else. And why are we talking about this? And by the way, we got tons to talk about today. I will showcase to you liberalism as you've never heard it before, unless you've heard it here. I will talk to you about what you've witnessed with your own eyes and maybe overlooked. You want to know why? Because the left is good at obfuscating. They're very good at making people see something different from the logic of their lives. Ryan Fourier said this. He said, liberals think a 20-year-old adult is too irresponsible to own a gun, but a 5-year-old is enlightened enough to pick their own gender. Now, I don't know if I could even put into words liberalism more encapsulated. That is exactly it. At 20 years old, because some stupid kid goes into a school and shoots it up, whether it's Columbine or whatever, well, now all 20-year-olds must be punished. But a 5-year-old can go, you know what, I don't feel like a little boy. I feel like a girl, or I feel like a boy. You know what I'm saying. And that's how liberalism is. It wants you to believe that young kids can make decisions that really should be waited until they're an adult. But adults should now be treated like children. And you wonder how the world gets so screwed up. This is why, it's funny, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Joe the plumber, and Joe said, I'm homeschooling. He's homeschooling his youngest daughter. Well, he's got a son that's an adult now, but he's got a younger baby, and she's about to start school. And he says, Kevin, I got to stay. I'm working hard to stay home so I can homeschool. His wife works. Joe now is obviously not doing plumbing anymore. But so he's speaking and doing other things. But we were having a conversation. And he says, yeah, I'm not putting my child in public schools. He goes, it's horrible. And I don't blame him. So, you know, but I go back to that, the idea of a 20-year-old, because what one 20-year-old does, let's just make sure that we understand they're all children. Look, I had a firearm from 10 years old. I had a firearm. Right? Had it with me in my car, and as I got older, I acquired more, and I got more firepower. First, it was a Ruger 22. It's what a lot of people start with. Then I got, my brother had an over and under 410, one shot each. And after the over and under 410, then we ended up getting deer rifles. I think I started out maybe with a 243, and then we had a 30-06, and on, and we had pistols all the time. Anyway, in another response to liberalism, Jacob Wall said this. Liberals, they say, if you ban abortions, there will be back alley abortions everywhere, and people will lose their lives because of it. Liberals, if you ban AR-15s, no one will ever get an AR-15, and no one's going to die because of AR-15s. Do you understand the logic there? What's funny about liberalism, And I've got, I'm going to tell you, today we got clips, we got everything to back up every single thing I'm about to tell you. Liberals will not apply their own logic when it doesn't suit their narrative. That's the difference. The difference between us and them, the difference is very clear. When we apply logic, sometimes it can come back to bite us in the butt. But we stick to our logic. We hold to our guns. Because that's the way you do it. The truth is the truth. And sometimes it hurts you to have to admit it to yourself. But that's okay, because it just means you're failing as a human being. But you recognize it. Leftists don't want to recognize their own truths. I swear to you, there is not a subject that we have argued for as conservatives that liberals didn't argue for with us when the president, for example, was Barack Obama. Donald Trump and Barack Obama could have, in some cases, have had the identical policies. The only thing that made it wrong with Donald Trump was it was Donald Trump. The policy for bringing in, the travel ban, the travel order. Identical policies, practically. In fact, Obama's was worse. But under Trump, it was bad. Obama, in multiple instances, promised things like, for example, shutting down Gitmo and other things. So I'm just telling you, and I'm not saying that was one that they both agreed on. But I'm telling you, if Obama said it, we need to leave it open, we shut it down. Everybody agreed. When he didn't shut it down, the left agreed. I'm just telling you, you don't have to go very far to look at their policies. I'll use Gitmo as an example. I don't care one way or the other. If the U.S. government feels like it's in our best interest to leave Gitmo open, leave it open. If they think it's best to close it, close it. But once we make a decision about it, then go for it. But Barack Obama couldn't even follow through on something like that. It's just so funny to watch. And the bigger, the most fun, quite frankly, is watching the people squirm as they try to rationalize, because they know they're wrong. In case you're wondering, because people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you think these people are right, or do they think they believe it? And yeah, they believe their ideology as it applies to the narrative. They don't believe it in their core. No, they don't believe it. And that's what causes the problems in liberalism, is they can't rationalize their own stupidity, and then they get mad. Think about when you can't solve a problem for yourself, how frustrating it is. That's what you're watching. Accountability is what these people lack. And accountability is best done by your peers. See, the people that are in your charge, they can't hold you to a standard. They can say, this is what we like. But the people you see day to day hold you accountable. And you typically learn this from your parents, but leftists are raised by wolves. So they can't learn this accountability thing. So they behave like children and they get angry at everything that we do. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Book burnings. See, that was something that we thought was in the past, right? Book burnings. Very archaic, it sounds. You remember when they would get in those little towns, they would burn all the books that were, you know, not pro-Bible and pro-Jesus and God and all this other stuff. And they'd burn, you know, Uncle Tom and all these other things because, you know, heretics are books about witches and whatever else. I don't know what they burn, but they burn a lot of books, right? We've heard about book burnings. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com is where you can reach us if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet that some of the things we talk about on this show, you've never considered. You would have never thought about had somebody like me not brought it up to you. Now, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back because I think that's exactly what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to challenge your thoughts and give you something to go and talk to somebody else about and say, what do you think about this concept? I think that's what I'm not paid to do it. In fact, I lose money to do it in radio. You guys can help if you want. You can always contribute to what we do here. I'm talking about not just financially, but you can contribute by getting other people to listen so we can, you know, afford to do this show. But, that's not a, you know, like, please send us some money. I'm not doing that. I'm just telling you, if you want to help, you can help. But I come on here because I believe that there's knowledge that I have to impart upon you that and concepts that you haven't thought about. Now, where do they come to me from? All I can say is God has given me a very fertile brain, a fertile mind. And when I think about these things, because I'm thinking about the problems that we always face and how do we bridge these gaps? And so book burnings came to mind. And you're going, Kevin, how in the heck is book burnings coming to mind? We haven't seen anybody burning books. Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. Books are being burned, folks, in this country every single day. Book burnings are happening right around you, and you're going, what, Kevin? Please explain. Okay, so I'm going to explain. I got a tweet from a guy. He's one of my favorite Twitter people. His name is Educating Liberals, at Education for Libs, and he said this: YouTube is now banning content that features guns. Yep, take away the guns, censor free speech, and do not allow other opinion unless it suits the agenda. Germany, 1933, all over again. When do we start burning books? That's what he said. That was his tweet. YouTube is banning content that has guns, so a lot of stuff's got to go off there. By the way, hey, YouTube, just in case you didn't know it, remove all your Hollywood crap. It's all got guns in it, except for, you know, fried green tomatoes and a couple of chick flicks. But for the most part, it's got guns. So my question to them would be, how do we fight back on YouTube? Because we know they're not going to ban the next Sylvester Stallone movie or Jason Statham or Bourne or any of the Affleck movies and Matt Dillon's and everybody. Not Matt Dillon. Matt Damon. Man, all them white boys look alike. You know what I'm talking about. So, but you can bet anything to do with the NRA, anything to do with pro-Second Amendment, blah, 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 gone. They're banning it. Now, he asked, when do we start burning books? And I said, we already did. We've already started. And here's what I want you to consider. How do we get our news and information? Anybody want to take? Oh, I know what you're saying, Kevin. Well, you know, cable TV, and then I get mine off of, the Internet. Okay, great. So you get your news and information digitally, correct? Most of it is digital. Book burnings are happening to you every single day. Facebook is digitally burning books. Books of people's creation, websites being banned. What do you think a banned website is? It is nothing more than burning of people's books. I've written 3 books. So everybody is writing now in that compilation of their work. They're called blogs. That compilation of their work are their books. Some people, the amount of blogs I've written, I could have written 50 books. If I had the time, I'd consolidate all of it and I would share all this information with you. Most of it, to be honest, you don't even see. I don't have enough people to hit my website in a month to say grace over, especially these days, because Zuckerberg is making sure of that. But I will tell you, I've written a volume on all of these various concepts, things that I think are mind-blowing exploration, things that deserve to be studied in colleges and universities. And I'm not here going, Kevin is such an amazing thinker. I'm not saying that at all. But I will tell you this. I am a thinker, and I think I'm pretty good at it. And many of the things and the concepts that I've talked about on this program are things that you could easily share in colleges and have debates over and discussions around. It's interesting things. And I'm not going to go into any detail around some of those, but I did a thing on proof of God that I think is one of the best things I've ever written. It's in my first book, The Big Black Lie. Proof of God. And I've debated this. Look for debates on this subject. You know, look for contrarian opinions. I've posted, my a thesis, if you will, to all leftists that I meet, particularly atheists, and none of them can shoot holes in it. It's one of my most amazing works. And I bring this up to say it's worthy of study. But the majority of it's never going to get seen. You want to know why? Because Google and Facebook and Twitter are burning our books. Do you understand? We are so caught up in the past as conservatives, the way things were. We're very nostalgic, and it's aka the word conservatism, that we miss the things that are happening right under our noses, right before our very eyes, how things get so twisted, how right becomes wrong, left becomes right, and so on and so forth. And then we wonder, why is the world so crazy? Why? You know, Facebook and Google, I'll tell you exactly what should happen to them. The government should provide oversight over them and say, you can no longer censor information according to your so-called standards. You have made a public platform that people support. They build their own little worlds inside of that platform, and you can't determine what's a good world and what's an acceptable world and what's an unacceptable world. You can't do that. And as sad as that is to say, that means that if you're a hate monger like a neo-Nazi person or a new Black Panther Party member, Facebook needs to allow you to have your say. You can look for your audience. I don't like those people either. But they have rights. And who is Facebook to determine what the world is going to be? Who is Google to determine that? To say, I'm not going to let advertisers on your page or this or that or the other. And the advertisers go, well, we don't want to be associated with that. What makes you think somebody's going to associate you with neo-Nazis because you say, here's our toothpaste? Do neo-Nazis not brush their teeth? I get what the thing is, but how far do we go? Leftists is taking it way too far. So what's happening, folks? They're burning our books. Every single day, the media that doesn't talk about Donald Trump's exploits are burning his books. Think about it differently. That's all I'm asking you to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Oh, I needed that break. Boom. I'm just thinking about what we're going to talk about. And, you know, it's funny. Barack Obama, we will never forget this guy. How you think about him will change over time. For us, it isn't going to be a big swing because we already knew who he was. He was a worthless, you know, he's the most worthless president ever. The big swing is going to come on the left. The more they learn about Barack Obama, this year, he will be exposed as a fraud. But soon, he'll be exposed as an imbecile. I mean, to me, he already has. I think they know it. And in fact, I know many of them do. They don't want to admit it. But the fact is, Barack Obama is a fraud. He's, you know, his policies didn't work. He didn't know how to implement them. He was a puppet in many cases, and it was evident. And I'm telling you, there are signs that you can see that Barack Obama isn't all that the left believe him to be. You just got to look for him. Now, keep in mind, a complicit media, the deep state continues to work on his behalf. A lot of people live on muscle memory of Barack Obama. There are some who remain enablers that will help him no matter what. And there are some who are just guilty and they still continue to support him because they still want to believe that America is a racist country and he didn't get a fair shake for this or that. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think has been fought harder in the media and in government in his first year? Donald Trump or Barack Obama? Who took the you know, who did the media support more? Did they support Obama or did they support Trump? You know the answer to that. It's a rhetorical question. Of course they supported Trump more. Nah, I'm kidding. They supported Barack Obama more. We know this. You look at Barack Obama's policies. If Donald Trump had the first year one that Barack Obama had, we would be yelling through the rafters. I know I would. Unemployment at 11%, even if Donald Trump couldn't drop unemployment, if it only ticked up 1 point, I'd be mad. If Donald Trump couldn't get the stock market to grow, I'd be mad. If the jobs report was only at equilibrium, let's say he's only creating 100,000 jobs a month, I'd be mad. If he wasn't able to get China to do whatever, I'd be mad. I could go on. Barack Obama's unemployment was in the 8 or 9% range, I don't know, I've seen 11.2 after year one. He lost 5 million jobs. We were well on our way to losing our credit rating. I don't know how many trillion in debt we were, but we certainly had added at least a trillion, if not a trillion and a half of debt to the economy. And this after he got $787 billion from Bush. And I could go on. But the left didn't treat him, they treated him like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, he inherited a mess, you know, what are you going to say? And they leave him alone. If Donald Trump had the year Barack Obama had, we would all be calling for it. He couldn't get anything accomplished. We'd be calling for his head on a platter. All of us. But we knew it would work. We as conservatives go, he'll get it done. We know he will. The left go, no, he won't. And they fought him. And they continue to fight him tooth and nail. He's not even on his full year yet. And he's rock star status. 2 million jobs created, blah, blah, you know, the all the different things that are going on. Do I really need to go through them? So you have a tale of two different guys. One who hasn't complained, other than saying the media is, they're liars. He doesn't complain about the media in the sense that they're not letting me accomplish my agenda. He just says they're a bunch of liars, and they are. Unquestionably, they're a bunch of liars. So, what? Again, I ask the question, who's getting treated with kid gloves? We already know. Yet, the delusion on the left is Barack Obama is competent. He was amazing. He showed well. Do you hear how he spoke? And on and on. The delusion he's a good president. And then the further delusion that Donald Trump, an accomplished billionaire who graduated from Wharton, he's scum. Why would we follow him? Why would we listen to him? And even in the face of proof, truth, what do they say? Same thing. He's unhinged, unfit. How so? These are delusions, and we let them get away with this. We let them get away with the delusion that Barack Obama is a solid guy. But let me tell you something. They know he's not. And this is what I want to focus on for just a second. They know he's a scam artist. The left's Kenyan native son is falling out of favor. I'm telling you he is. Why are you looking at me like that? I can say Kenyan. I'm black. By the way, I'm Nigerian. Don't mess with me. I'm 23% Nigerian. I'll get in your face, my friend. No, that sounded Middle Eastern. That's all right. I'll work on my Nigerian accent. I don't know which group I'm with, whether I'm Igbo or whatever. I'll find that out and I'll let you guys know. What, I can't mention ethnicity? I'm a black man on my own radio show. Don't tell me what to do. Not to mention, you don't tell me what to do anyway. Not only will the left not mention Barack Obama's ethnicity, soon they're not even going to want to mention him in any form. And the University of Chicago is a good example. That's what I want to talk about right now. More than 100 members of the University of Chicago faculty have asked the Obama Foundation to move the proposed library honoring the 44th president to a new location. Now, I want you to think about that for just a second. Obama's going to build his library there. He's a favorite son. The University of Chicago, a place that he hails as his, you know, adopted home. And the faculty there, over 100 faculty members. Now, do you think they got 100 conservatives there? 100 faculty members are going, look, you need to move this. And here's the reason why. They say it's socially regressive. I'd love to give you a better reason, like, you know, oh, you know, it's taking up too much space, or, you know, Barack Obama's an idiot. And no, they say it's socially regressive. Now, I believe that's code. We'll get to that in a second. Here's what they went on to say, this article. The Obama Presidential Center will not provide the, quote, promised development or economic benefits to surrounding neighborhoods, the professors write, and could cost more than $100 million in state funds. If I had asked God to write that for me, no offense, God, but could he do it any better? This is exactly what Obama represents. He represents promised development and economic benefits that don't come to fruition. And oh, by the way, here's my $100 million price tag on top of it. The letter reads this. We are concerned that these are not the best ways to use public funds to invest in the future of Chicago. They don't see former President Barack Obama as an investment in the future of Chicago at the University of Chicago. Now, let me tell you, 9 years ago, they would have been trying to rename that chump University of Chicago Obama, if not calling it the University of Obama. That's how much they believed in this clown. I didn't look up any articles on it. I'm just telling you what my feelings are. And then they tell you why. Because he's socially regressive. That library is socially regressive. That's a nice way for the university to say, we've done all we're going to do for your legacy. Now the article continues. The library will take over large sections of two historic public parks, Jackson Park and Midway Plaisance, and forced the closure of a major South Side thoroughfare, Cornell Avenue. The professors argue it's a, quote, traffic jam in the making. Now, an Obama Foundation spokesperson said the library will bring hundreds of thousands of people to the South Side every year and will, quote, strengthen the economic climate in the region. That's how they sold it to them. While we don't expect everyone to agree with every element of the plan, we look forward to working with people across the community and the city to make the most of the opportunity to create a global destination that will showcase the South Side to the world. They put this thing where Leroy Brown used to get beat up. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. There's a library in downtown St. Louis. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful building outside, and you go inside, and it's even more beautiful. It's a, you know, that old school architecture, man, gorgeous. And you know what you do when you go there? You gotta fight through homeless to get into the building. I'm not exaggerating. And if it's cold, they wait by that door. The moment the library opens, they come in. And they've got, you know, places to lounge and sit and all that. They come in, they sit down, they stay there all day. It's a funk fest getting to your books. Now, most of them stay in that, in one area. I've been in there quite a few times, but it's in this one area. But, woo, it can get rank in that room. Especially in the summer when it's really hot. It's ugly. So, Obama's received other slaps in the faces, though. Like when Hawaii wanted to rename one of their beaches. I think it was Sandy Beach. They wanted to call it Barack Obama Beach. And nobody was having anything of it. Chang had heard from a congressional staffer that Obama often spoke fondly of body surfing on that beach as a teen when he read the interview in which the president described his ideal day as one spent at the Oahu Beach. Says it was almost a prose poem. And yet, Hawaii didn't want it, so it stayed the same.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've got a contention that the American leftist education system breaks kids. It doesn't build kids into good, solid, well-adjusted human beings. It breaks kids. You send your kids to school, and I'm saying conservatives, you send your kids to school, they are adjusted, they, you know, understand right from wrong, they understand consequences, accountability, all these different lessons that you should learn by the time you're, say, 10 years old. And by the time these kids graduate high school, all of it's gone. It's out the window. Yeah, it makes sure that they get broken. Probably, you know, in junior highs when they really put a, just take that sledgehammer like Hillary Clinton did her Blackberries and break the hard drive. And by the time they get out of high school, they're completely done in. Demoralized. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, but not with leftists. Everybody must move the same way. Can't have an animal with an advantage, ergo other animals having a disadvantage. Just can't have that. I mean, if everybody jumps in the water, the monkey's got to be able to swim as good as the fish. If everybody's on land, the fish has to be able to perform like a leopard. That's just the way leftism works. It doesn't see that everything has its purpose. I mean, as silly as it sounds, and I know you guys are going to laugh at me, but something as lowly as a dung beetle has a purpose. All these animals in a on a the Serengeti or some desert, some plain in Africa or elsewhere, are going across the land and they're just dropping their dung. And here's a beetle. God saw it in his greatness to create a beetle that will take that dung, roll it up into balls, and use it to bring another generation of these beetles, but to clean the plains. And what's left leaves a little barrier of fertilizer. Because let me tell you, you don't want stuff that grows purely in dung. Oh, they'll tell you, well, it's compost. They got all kinds of cutesy names for it. But you want it to grow in soil that's been fertilized by taking some of the nutrients out of the droppings and, creating that ecosystem. But the dung beetle serves a purpose. Put a different way, and I'm certainly not calling these people dung beetles, but if you want to put it into terms of cleaning things up, like in an aquarium, you got that sucker fish, or you got snails. They're going down at the bottom of the ocean, or the bottom of the aquarium in this case, and they are eating the excrement of the fish. And occasionally you got to take all the rocks out and clean it, but the snails keep it to where you don't have to do it as often. And those sucker fish, in human terms, we have janitors. They clean up our dung. We have waste management professionals that clean up our dung, plumbers that clean up our dung. These jobs aren't the greatest jobs in the world. They aren't the sexiest jobs out there, but they're good jobs. And they're necessary, but not for the left. For the left, nope, everything has to, be the way, everybody has to be equal. Or at least they tell you that. They want you to believe that, but they've got their janitors. They've got their housekeepers, their nannies, their pool boys, their lawn boys, and whatever else, and they rely on them. I can't tell you how many leftists I've heard talk about, why are you going to send all the Mexicans back? Who's going to do our pools and who's going to do our lawns? It's like, really? Like, that's the only people that can do that job. Who's going to clean the hotels? Let me tell you something. You go overseas, I lived in China. It was Chinese people cleaning hotels. It wasn't black people. It wasn't Latinos. So what are they talking about? Anyway, they break these kids. There was an article that talks about this even more, because my contention is by the time a kid graduates high school, they're broken, damaged goods, then they get to college. And by college, it's really too late. And Michael Barone wrote this of college. And he says in the 1989 article in New Republic, Andrew Sullivan made what he called a conservative case for gay marriage. Today, same-sex marriage is legal in everywhere in America, supported by majorities of voters, and accepted as American life. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second and say, I accept gay marriage, and I use my finger quotes on marriage, in the sense that gay people can be together. I don't care. But what I think the bigger point that he's making is, we don't look at two gay people living together, certainly not like it was in the 60s. We've evolved as conservatives to say, I don't really care. He goes on to say this. Now Sullivan has cast his gaze on what he regards as a disturbing aspect of American life, the extension of speech suppression and identity politics from colleges and universities into the larger society. The hothouse plant of campus moors have become invasive species, undermining and crowding out the beneficent flora of the larger free democrat society. Sullivan can be seen as a kind of undercover spy on campuses to which he is invited often to speak because of his bona fides as a cultural reformer by those probably ignorant of the parenthetical conservative in his 1989 article. as Jonathan Rauch did in his 2004 book, Gay Marriage. Sullivan argued that same-sex, by including those previously excluded, would strengthen rather than undermine family values and bourgeois domesticity. Now it seems like it's happening, he says. The spread of campus values to the larger society would, and is intended to, have the opposite effect. So he says, take the proliferation of campus speech codes. Americans of a certain age have trouble believing that colleges and universities have rules banning hurtful speech. They can remember when campuses were part of America, were the part of America most open to dissent. Now students are disciplined for handing out copies of the Constitution outside of a tiny, isolated free speech zone. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, known as FIRE, keeps a tally of campus speech restrictions and challenges codes and actions that violate the First Amendment in public institutions or private schools' own commitments. And in 2018, they listed the 10 worst colleges for free speech, and they included Harvard, Northwestern, Fordham, the University of California, Berkeley. This is a big deal, folks. See, it used to be a campus would come up with these ideas because it allowed so much interaction and people to communicate. And in the way of gay marriage, and I'm using, you know, gays being together, I'm not going to call it marriage, but in terms of gays being together, I would tell you, maybe college did a good thing by saying, you know what, take the stigma off of it. It exists, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't think they get to the heart of the matter. I don't think they get to the other underlying issues regarding the creation of gayety. Everybody wants you to bind to the notion that it's all, you know, they were all born this way. That's nonsense. They weren't. Many gays were made. Kids get their sexuality tested by older people. That's why, even though we may look at an older woman, you know, pursuing a younger man, you know, some of these teachers, 20-something-year-old teachers going after these teenage boys, we may look at it as kind of a joke. I personally have, because I've seen some of these teachers, and I said, you know, sign me up when I was a kid. But that doesn't apply to everybody. And it could have an impact on your sexuality. Not so much that you're going to be gay, but who you choose as a mate. It can influence you in that way. So in that respect, it's probably not a good thing. Certainly, I'd look at a 20-something or 30-something-year-old man dating a 15-year-old high school girl as something wrong, even though that high school girl, I went to school with some of these girls and went, wow. You know, I thought it makes me think back on this teacher. I remember one of my, a girl who was a year younger than I was, probably in like the eighth grade, having an affair with an older coach, one of the coaches. So all I'm getting at is this. There are things that have evolved from college that are things that should make us think. Why should I interfere with however somebody wants to live and however that came about? I don't really have a care in the world. But I do care if the person was created. And what? Let's go back and look at how that creation occurred. So if a little boy was molested and believes himself to be gay, but he's not, I think that we have to get to the underlying core of that. That's what I'm getting at. But if that didn't happen and he wanted to explore his sexuality in some way that disagrees with me, who am I to stop this person from enjoying life with another man, even though I don't agree with it? So maybe there was some good that came out of it. But there's a ton now that's bad. Because now, if you say, I disagree with the lifestyle, even though I don't care if they want to do it. Oh, yeah, there you are, homophobic. If you disagree with anything these knuckleheads say, you're some type of phobic. And they want to shut you down.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.